Peter Young stopped killing them dragons, but he still smokes pot like it's going out of fashion. Can you imagine? This kid named Pete used to be our president, and now he eats cow sheep. Whenever he's around looking for pot to borrow, he renders his payments by receiving a hot car. His breast starts sticking because of shit in his mouth, and then he starts talking, and some shit comes out. You can't understand him, so he spits some out and goes back to talking with no shit in his mouth. P.U. That poop was stinky, but now the old Pete's back and gets to thinking about life's lessons and morals and ethics. Then he argues with Gaff about sex and freshmen. I'm out of breath, and then Pete's 21. Hopefully the next verse will be a lot more fun, cause after my verse you'll be a lot more dumb. And if your name's Peter, please act a lot more young. So let's hold hands and try to reverse the earth and pretend that today really is June 1st.
Hey Peter, hey
Pete. Yo, I'm looking for this guy named Pete. He looks beat, big head, eyes red, and he probably smells like feet. If you see him on the street, there's no need to quarrel. Drop your drawers and squeeze off a hot coral. Thank you kindly for the poop in his mouth, and he'll probably try to fucking clean your house. Don't be surprised if you find him in scandals. He's in great shape now that he lost his love handles. Now I'm sure he's not gay, but he is a sailor, smoking more pot than Bob and those crazy whalers. But don't get them confused, because his face is paler. Introduce him to a chick and he might just nail him. Well, there you go, Pete, it's only 3 months tardy, but this joint's been getting better since the minute it was started. We'll all be down soon to your house in Boone. In the meantime, enjoy being 20 wound.
Hey Pete,
how you doing? What's new today? Oh, you're 21, what can I say except have a beer and sit with me and leer as we watch all the pretty girls walk to class. Oh, I know you want to hit that freshman ass. Hey, wait, what's that in your hand? That's not a DS9, even in a can. Looks to me like some pot-smoking apparatus.
Not again!
Subsequently, I cry. Peter Stone, and that you can't deny. Maybe it's because he studies philosophy and discusses death and morals quite easily, which is cool, I guess, and alright with me, because all philosophers are drunks and act real seedy. Well, you don't have to be 21 to get stoned. No matter how old you are, it's illegal to get stoned. But from now on, when you're about to get stoned, drink your beer that you bought and go and get stoned. When you're done getting stoned and you're sitting all alone, and you're feeling really hungry and don't want calzone, you don't have to wait to eat until tomorrow. Come over to my place and I'll give you a hot car.
Hey,
in the past we've had our beefs, but that slowed down since you got me smoking Reese.
Your idealistic views work well at times, but failed at McDonald's while committing crimes.
Your saliva and drool leave your mouth quite drippy, and those patchwork pants make you look like a hippie.
He walked by this pup and it began to snarl,
but Peter got away after a hot doggy Carl.
If you didn't hear me, let me reiterate this: what was in Peter's mouth was straight up dog shit.
The smell doesn't matter cause he's quite attractive. All the birds want to suck him like a Hoover vacuum.
Your beer belly is weird,
and that's a fact. But you look much better since you lost your fat. When our crew is together, we cause much riff raff. And this has been a verse by the great Mike Gaff.
Hey,
well, his hair is flaxen and his name is Young. He's the Anglo-Saxon with the monster tongue. He's always waxing Heidegger and Young, or he's just relaxing, spanking where his tongue. He's got more saliva than a very fat man. He's got basketball skills like he's from Japan. He puts off paper so he has to cram. Then he smokes some pot and he roams the land, a-looking for bitches to match his wit. When he starts to dance, it's the goofy shit. When he starts to smoke, he just likes to sit a-listening to Zeppelin or Travis Tritt. Well, here's a little story about Peter, our man. Borrowed some pants from a skinny old friend, went to his room with the f***ing elf again. Then they started sucking face like they had it planned. Well, Petey started getting just a little aroused. Her hands were moving up, but her head was moving down. He left a little present in the pantaloons, a little pre-jizz in the afternoon.
There's only one night and you're
you're looking for action. You'll seek out a Peter and he'll start macking, but when the deal he tries to finalize, he'll whip out his dick that's not circumcised. Grossed by the prospect of an uncut man, a hot car will be used as a backup plan. And think about Peter, one girl stands out. When you see her on the path, she really stands out. Being a nice guy, Peter went down first, hitting the clit like he had a thirst. He was on duty like a good little kraut, even when he recognized the taste is lake trout. But the girl's name is lost like a mystery, even though Pete says it's just burned history. Never forget the girl who made a manna, the boy who likes to wear bandanas. Moved to the state of Indiana, got dancing skills like he's MC Hammer. Hotter than a summer when you're in Atlanta, handle your balls like he's Joe Montana. Here we are at the end of my jammer, it took me this long just to say Hannah.
Don't know how you just done it, but I know you done it!
Hey Pete! Hey Pete!
Dirty dick.
Back up a little bit.
Hey Pete.
So early.
Hey Pete.